know, we've tried really hard to find a way to use some of our solid waste funds to improve those arterial roads that go to the landfill. Unfortunately, we haven't been successful. So guess what? The damage to those roads, those arterial roads, that new 9 mile road, Beulah, that we just transferred to the state,
yep.
That damage is because of these large trucks, Muskogee Road.
Yep.
So, you know, there are other infrastructure issues related to this.
So this is Janice Gilley, the county administrator for Escambia County, talking with Commissioner Burgosh yesterday in the Coffee with the Commissioner. There was a long-ranging conversation about the usefulness of having a transfer station for solid waste out in Beulah, off of Godwin Lane, and was it Pine Forest, I believe, is the cross street there. And, you know, it's already being used sort of that way, but this would be something that would officially transfer it over to, so they could put it onto semis and take it up to the dump on Beulah Road. But as you heard her there explaining, they have tried to mitigate against the damage it's caused by these big, heavy trucks driving on these roads, and you just can't. And so if we can cut down on the traffic, we're saving infrastructure costs long term. We make it shorter, or we make the longer arcs for replacing the roads, and that's good for saving money. Joining us now is Escambia County Administrator Janice Gilley. Janice, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you. I have kind of a clarifying question about this. When I first look at this problem of ECUA creating a transfer station, it seems like the kind of thing that ECUA can just do. Why does the county need to be involved in this?
Well, there are issues related to, you know, land use. You always have to make sure that that any use of a property, it fits within the guidelines that we have already set for those properties.
So essentially they're asking permission to be able to do this on land that is either not yet permitted for or would have to be changed in order to accommodate this use. Is that the idea?
Yeah, there would have to be an interlocal agreement. There would have to be just, you know, more specific definitions of the use for that particular property between the two governmental entities.
Very good. And again, the point of this is they already don't have – they're having traffic problems because of Pine Forest and other places. They can't get the trucks with the trash all the way up to Beulah in time, and so they're hoping to save on road damage and efficiency, and keeping the trucks running to their routes, which is also an issue. So kind of all of that piled into one problem, right?
Yes, and then there is the compounded issue of we do have a transfer station all the way downtown on Palafox, but that fills up quite frequently, sometimes by the middle of the week because of the trash, you know, the refuse that we have to get from the beach, from Santa Rosa Island. And it's just also the summer months tend to generate more refuse. So there's another compounded issue of we have another transfer station that's already at capacity. Sometimes it's at capacity by Wednesday afternoon.
Wow, which is not great. I mean, obviously, but that's the point, is we're trying to fix that problem. And good, you know, good to understand where it comes from. It's not sexy talk, you know, talking about transfer stations and solid waste, but it is the stuff that when it does not work properly, it really affects people's lives, and it's really annoying. And this is, you know, basic governmental stuff. One of the things I wanted to ask you, Janice. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So I just wanted to say that I do understand where the community is coming from. I mean, it is a difficult subject, but I do believe there have been new innovative technologies in terms of, you know, trying to manage issues related to transfer stations or just, you know, the managing of solid waste in general. And one of the things that we're hoping to help ECUA work on is ensuring that they do not go on those smaller neighborhood roads, that they only utilize Pine Forest Road, you know, a larger arterial road to go and to and from their facility.
Absolutely. And as you know, you were talking about like smell mitigation technology is actually pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Vicki Campbell talk about the spray that collects the dust particles that carry the smell. And if you can bring all that stuff down to the ground, then all of a sudden it does. And just, I mean, you know, like you say, there are some amazing technologies. I wanted to ask you, Janice, about the burn ban situation, because as you're well aware, we keep getting rain. Are we yet to the point where we can undo the burn ban, or what's the status?
Mm-hmm. So Chief Williams and Eric Gilmore, the emergency management director, and I've been talking over the last two or three days, and I expect to get a report from them this morning. They've also been communicating with the Florida State Forest Service, and I do understand that the State Forest Service may not continue to issue burn permits until after Memorial Day weekend. And while we were in concert with them last week regarding the band, the low humidity, the winds and things like that, and, you know, the lack of rain, we may get their advice today on the amount of humidity we've had, and then looking at the next couple of days forecast, the continued humidity and rain, and we may be able to make a decision today to kind of differentiate from their decision to continue to not issue permits. So
all right.
I would look forward to something being discussed this morning at the board meeting.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, I mean, it doesn't take the board, because they didn't put it in the first place, it doesn't take them to undo it.
Correct.
But it's certainly something that you could add on today and make a decision about if they wanted to, certainly at the morning. Vacation rentals.
And the chief can make the decision, and he can make the decision. He just may be able to notify everybody this morning about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Vacation rentals now allowed. This was, by the way, you know, that's an example of how much work you and your staff did behind the scenes, flurrying, you know, like the duck underneath the surface, like the feeler always going, getting that into the governor as soon as we possibly could after he said, hey, send us your proposals. You guys got it in and got it approved, right?
Mm-hmm. We did. We actually got it in about 9:30 on Friday night. And the irony is I thought, okay, we got to get it in. There's 67 other counties, and I want to make sure we're near the top, you know. And so us, along with our counterparts here in the Panhandle, we all hurried up and got something in, you know, to them. And I thought, okay, they'll spend all weekend reading them and things like that. And they were actually reviewing the plans, but I found out there were only about 8 or 9 counties that had submitted plans. And I was a little bit surprised by that. I mean, as of yesterday and the day before, I've been getting calls from other counties around the state wanting to discuss our plan and what we had done and, you know, things like that. I thought it was very interesting because I'm really competitive. And so I wanted to make sure we were in and near the top.
There was only
a handful of us to put it in.
this is a class A example of human psychology. You are a diligent, organized, determined person. Purpose-oriented person, just like my wife, by the way. You guys are very much alike in that way. And so you make the mistake of thinking that everybody else doing your job is like you. And so you think you got to beat them out, not remembering that, you know, a lot of the people who do your job are more like me. And so, you know, we'll get to it. You know, it's going to be all right. I haven't seen it on the list for this morning. I assume it could be an add-on or maybe part of the emergency declaration discussion, but is the board going to talk about opening up the beach at night officially, since it still is, unless I'm mistaken, it's only 30 minutes before dawn to 30 minutes after sunset that you're allowed to go on the beach?
Correct. I would expect that may be a conversation that the board considers. You know, I think that we are probably moving past some of the previous restrictions. But I'll let them, you know, handle that particular conversation, because we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable, continuing to be comfortable in the decisions that we're making, and that we are very deliberate in that. So I would expect that to be something that would be discussed. I will share with you that we are looking to open the bathrooms at the beach.
Great.
Maybe do a slow opening, yep, today and tomorrow for the weekend, and then also allowing folks to utilize the picnic tables at the pavilions. But, you know, we would just ask, if you are going to utilize any facilities, please bring, you know, your own wipes and hand, you know, sanitizers and those things, much like a mother would in the diaper bag, you know, or a dad would in his backpack. So
no, that's good advice. And, you know, also now with the CDC kind of changing their guidance and saying that transmission from surfaces is not considered to be a primary disease vector, it's a possibility but not a primary concern. And so that kind of fits with that shifting guidance from them. Anything on the meeting this morning that you think our listeners – I looked over the agenda yesterday and I didn't see anything that jumped out to me, but anything that you think our listeners would be particularly interested in this morning?
Yes. So we've been going through a pretty arduous process of selecting a new public safety director. And we had 18 phone interviews, 8 video interviews, 5 meet and greets. And I am bringing a safety director to the board today. And the number one reason is because we finished the interviews last Friday, and I finished the negotiations as of Tuesday with the individual. And then we don't have our next board meeting until June. And as you know, John Dosh is retiring, and so I need this individual to start. And the gentleman that I have asked to serve in the role is from Delaware County, Indiana, and he has a pretty robust and extensive background. He is the current director of emergency management for the county, but also the executive director of the emergency medical services. He's been a firefighter. He's been a police officer and an investigator. He's got numerous awards. He sits on the state of Indiana's fire board for professional standards. I'm just really excited for this individual. And this individual really does want to come to our community. If you looked at the materials that he provided in the interview process, he definitely wants to be here. He understands the mission and the challenge that we're going to ask him to take on here. And I'm just really excited about that.
Wow, very good. What's his name from Indiana?
His name is Jason Rogers.
Okay. And sounds almost like he's, I hate to say it this way, but at least qualified, possibly overqualified, based on some of the descriptions, which we'll take. We will absolutely take. Well, that's very exciting.
I think you'll also like the fact that he's very technologically savvy. And so he does Twitter. He does YouTube. He has actually created an app for his county, an emergency and fire management app. And so the citizens can follow along with all types of emergency management issues, including, you know, radio scanners and things like that. So I'm really excited about this candidate, and I hope our community will welcome him.
Outstanding. Well, we'll look forward to that conversation today. That's great news, as you say, because, you know, if we're losing JD, as we know we are, we need to have somebody to take that role. And I'm, you know, excited to find somebody that sounds as qualified as Mr. Rogers is. Well, I can't believe I called him Mr. Rogers. Sorry. But you know that's going to be our theme song whenever we introduce him on the radio, of course. Janice Gilley.
Okay.
Janice is our county administrator for Escambia County. Thanks so much for the work that you do. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great weekend and be safe.